This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Clap, 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 clap your hands and stomp your feet. You're listening to the Clap Your Hands podcast, hosted by Elliot Shreparks and Jack Fritz.
They made a mistake not trading. Like, that was a mistake. If you put Dame on this team, they are the best team in the NBA with a healthy Joel. And Dame, I know, has not been like great for stretches of this, but Dame is going to outplay Maxey in a playoff series, and they're going to lose because of that. And if they would have traded him for him, they would have a much more realistic chance. Morey literally traded away, and I know this is a much smaller asset, but he traded away Springer for a future second because he was like, it's about winning now, and who can help us in the next 2 or 3 years? Well, who helps you more in the next 2 years than Dame or Maxey? Like, it's Dame.
Well, it's interesting because, and Spike brought this up yesterday, you know, when Morey...
Spike Eskin?
Yes. Oh,
okay.
Yes. When Morey, the report came out of him like just calling the Lakers about LeBron.
I know. Oh yeah, we didn't talk about
it. Which is hilarious.
Yeah.
And by the way, it does set up for a summer of LeBron.
LeBron's not coming here.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Let me dream.
Oh yeah. So the Morey thing. Or we'll go ahead. Finish your point.
Well, no, I'm just saying that so then he also called the Suns about Booker, Durant, and
yep,
Beal.
I love it.
And Beal would not have caused that. But if the Suns say, okay, yeah. It's not going to be just Toby and picks. Like you would have had to put Maxey in those deals.
Yeah,
and it doesn't mean that he's willing to trade Maxey, but it was interesting that that's the only way I think that deal gets done is if Maxey.
I think there's a chance Maxey's going to turn into like the next Toby contract, where he's going to be way more inflated than what he actually brings. And if you look at like first of all, I don't know if I would max him out. They probably will. It is what it is. But to the LeBron thing with the Suns, like people on Twitter made fun of Morey, and I get it. It's Twitter. People are really mean, but. Like, that's what you're supposed to be doing as a GM. Like, that's what Howie Roseman does. Howie is in on everybody because you always want to know the price. If he saw a little, you know, what was it that LeBron tweeted?
The hourglass emoji.
Yeah, if he saw the hourglass emoji and thinks maybe there's a shot LeBron could be traded, then you call
of course
about
you call.
That. Right. Would you trade Maxey for LeBron?
No.
Would you trade Maxey for Booker?
Yes.
KD?
No.
Beal?
No.
I think I agree with all those.
Yeah.
Well, I would trade Maxey for KD right now.
Probably people would.
Yeah.
The KD injury stuff is real, you know? So, but like the Booker thing, obviously.
Booker would be a no-brainer.
In a heartbeat.
Booker is like Buddy, but way better.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing about the, you know, this team and their chances this year, you know, with the Bucks did a couple of years ago, it was like, yeah, they had Holiday, but then it was like Middleton and Holiday is like the second best player on the
right.
team. That's how I feel about the healed Maxey thing. Like, now it's a combined, that's your second best player.
So I'm a little worried Maxey and Buddy are a really fun duo, but ultimately are a losing duo.
Yeah, but with Embiid.
Yeah, but I don't know how much I can rely on Embiid.
I know.
So yeah, that's where I think we're separating here. Like, I am with you on the path of they have a great nine, like all those things, but where I differ is I have no expectation of Embiid coming back. Like,
yeah.
I have completely, like, I have no thought. If he comes back and plays awesome, like, yes, I will be on the pod with you being like, you were right. They're going to be blah, blah, blah. But I just think counting on anything, like, they're not even reevaluating him for another, what, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
I'd be surprised when they reevaluate. It's like, good news, he's playing in 2 days. Like, it'll probably be, you know, we had a thing. He's going to maybe start ramp up if we're lucky, and he probably doesn't play for another 2 weeks. So he's going to miss, like, the majority of the rest of the regular season.
Does Lowry sign here if he doesn't think Embiid's going back and being healthy?
Yes.
You think because of the hometown thing?
Yes. And I'm like, let's not act like Lowry had like 18 offers.
Right. Yeah, like, he had interest around the league.
Yeah, interest around the league, right. I'd be curious to know what that was. Like, no, I think Lowry is probably, I'm sure they're telling Lowry Embiid's going to come back, but I think he would have came here regardless.
Maybe. Maybe. But I think it helps that he believes that he has a chance to win here. I'm sure Nick Nurse is obviously a part of that as well. But
I have another Maxi thought.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who are you questioning more these days, Maxi or Hurts?
So it's tough because I think they're probably the same level of player, but the issue is Hurts like has so much more impact on the game.
Yes.
I would say I'm more skeptical of Hurts just because I think the task for him is way tougher.
Right.
So Maxi had this quote, which was like, all right, so he comes out and he says that he met with the team and was like, Joel's going to be out. We're all going to have to step up. This is about proving things, blah, blah, blah. And it's being portrayed as like, what a leader. And I agree. Great thing. But if I was his teammates, I'd be like, Maxi, buddy, like you as well. Like, what are you looking at me for? Like, this is on you. Like, no one's looking at this stretch and being like, you know, let's see if like Toby can step up or let's see if, you know, like these other players, like it's not on Paul Reed. Like, this is all about whether Maxi can step up and be better without Joel. Like, that's it. That's what this whole stretch is about. And he has not done it. And so for this whole thing where this quote comes out, it's like, oh, what a leader. Like, no, like Maxi has been a disappointment over these last six games. He's not stepped up with Joel out. So I like, it's nice of Maxi to say, but Maxi, it's not on the other players, buddy. Like, it's on you. And he's not done it.
Well, come on, man. He's just trying to pull out the Malcolm Jenkins in 2017. Said, we all we got.
We all we got. We all we need.
We all we need.
Yeah, well, they're 2-4 in the last six games.
Not going as well as it did in 2017 when guys just started playing above their head. I mean, that was the big thing with the Carson injury. And the Carson injury was like, okay, before Carson injury, it was like, okay, our guy's got us. Like, he'll drag. And that's kind of like Embiid. And now it's like.
Well, all right. Here's a question. Is Maxi closer to Embiid or Buddy?
When it comes to what?
Like as a player.
Buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's disappointing. But you're like, going to max out a guy that you traded 3 second-round picks for?
But he's also like, you're also trying to act like he's, like Joel Embiid is one of the three best players
in
basketball.
Right, but there were times this year, like, so Maxi's an all-star, right? Like, there were times this year where we.
Iguodala was an all-star. Holiday was an all-star.
Yeah, it's a fair point. But what I'm saying is, like, there were times this year, and I was on this train too, of like, can Maxi be the better offensive player? Is Maxi gonna, are they gonna be the best duo in the NBA? And I think it's pretty clear that Maxi is closer to like a Buddy, sharpshooter, can score, like can do some things, than he is an Embiid type of like carrying a team.
But also, he's a 6-foot guard. Like
yeah, that's a problem.
I just think that me and you, I think you're so disappointed in Maxi because I think you put unrealistic expectations on
maybe,
him.
Maybe, yeah. I thought he could be like the guy.
I don't think he can. I don't think he's ever going to be able to be the guy. I think he's an important piece on a championship team. And like, he did score 30 points last night.
He did, but they lost. And he had, I think, 4 points in the fourth quarter, if I'm not mistaken.
I know. I got you.
Yeah.
But like, you think, you expect a 6-foot-1 guard to be able to carry this team when it beats out. It's not.
Because he has all the first round pick. All-star, going to be a max 20 contract.
20-second pick. Okay. I mean, that's fair. Everything after 10 is...
That's a fair point by you. But Max, he's going to be a max player. He is an all-star. And it's honestly a little like the Phillies where no one expects anything of him.
No.
And it's absurd.
Why is it absurd?
Because he's the second-best player on the team.
He's the second-best player on the team. That doesn't like mean that much. Like he's not like these other... He's not Jaylen Brown. He's not Booker. He's not...
Murray,
like he's not these guys. He's not. Like,
yeah, well,
he's a very good player.
But see, but that's where I think the problem.
And he's still max worthy.
But I think that's the problem with your whole the Sixers have a great chance to win a title is you're relying everything on Embiid. Like they have
but
no
it's
one.
Not just Embiid. It's Maxi and Hield.
Right.
Those two combined with Embiid is better than they've had in a long time.
So I was thinking about this earlier today. Is Maxi the best player Embiid has played with, or would you say like Jimmy
Butler still is?
Yeah. Okay.
Butler.
Harden's an interesting one. Harden was pretty good. I mean, Harden scored, you know, won them 2 playoff games, but obviously had 2 bad playoff
and
games.
And won Joel Embiid an MVP.
Yeah, yeah, he did.
He did do that. Yeah.
People forget
the
that.
Very important Joel Embiid MVP.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I have a Toby thought for you after this.
Okay.
You ready now?
Sure.
Okay. So I think we're past the point of having to play Toby because of his money. He's an expiring contract at this point. The trade deadline is gone. There's no trade value left in Toby. He's not re-signing here. Or if he is, he's certainly not doing it for any significant amount of money.
You don't think they're going to give him $37
million? No, I don't think he's going to get $37
million. Really?
So, like, you're not worrying about burning a bridge. This team, I think if you look at, like, what would be the best version of their best five, and, like, Maxey, Buddy, Embiid, Batum, and then that fifth one, I think, is, like, up for debate. If Melton's fully healthy, I think he is an interesting case.
So what's your starting five, then?
So Nick Nurse said who it was going to be, which I thought was interesting. He had, and he took Melton out of it. He had Maxey, Buddy, Toby, Batum, and Embiid.
Okay.
But
makes sense.
I don't know.
Would, like, you rather have Oubre on there over Toby?
Toby slows things down. He's an ISO player. Like, he's not that willing of a three-point shooter. He's not a great defensive player. He's a fine defensive player. Like, I think these other players bring more things. Like, Melton is a better three-point shooter than Toby is. Now, I have no faith in Melton to ever make a three-pointer that matters, but he is a better three-point shooter. Like, Lowry, if Lowry's playing really well, I don't know, do you put Buddy at the three? I know he's undersized, and that's a bad defensive, like, three there with Lowry, Maxey, and Buddy. But I think they're all better players potentially than Toby, or at least more useful. Like, I don't know what Toby's value is to the lineup. Like, we're not talking about Oubre. Oubre's more athletic. He's a streaky shooter, but
he can shoot him better.
Yeah, he needs a more willing shooter for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know if Toby's one of the most eight important players on this team anymore. And it doesn't matter. Like, for 2 or 3 years, you had to play him because of his money and you had to start him. It's not the case anymore. Like, the owing things to Toby is over. The trade deadline is passed. So I think I might be team, like, Toby's not a big part of this team moving forward.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's just, I don't want to be floored by it. Like, I'd be floored if Toby's not starting. And
I guess there's been times this year where Nurse hasn't played him in big moments.
Yeah, like, and maybe that's something to decide down the stretch.
Yeah.
Because, like, listen, I'm not a Toby defender. I just, he's kind of, I've always just kind of been like, it's cute. There's
yeah,
Toby.
I think, like,
What makes a team better? Is it Oubre being able to shoot in the corner or Toby being there?
So I'm sadly turning on Oubre.
In what way?
Well, like, I like him, and, like, I'm excited that he's here, but he might be a losing player, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so, but, like, this is where I'm having trouble getting a read, because you think Buddy's a losing player. Can't
well, Buddy, old Buddy was a losing
this
player.
This is a winning player.
This
now
is the current version of Buddy I'm monitoring,
right?
Might be a winner.
So they have yeah, but, would you rather have Toby on the court in a big moment or Oubre?
I just, it's a lot of expectations on Oubre.
It is,
a lot of expectations on Oubre. I'd probably still rather Oubre.
I think I'd rather have Oubre. Yeah.
That's bad.
I think Oubre so would be bad. Less afraid of the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
And for what's worth, Toby has a lot of playoff.
Guy.
He has a lot of playoff baggage.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Well, none of these other guys do, because nobody's even been there.
So, like,
they're entering in eyes wide open.
Would you rather have Toby on the court for a final minute or KJ Martin?
I like KJ, but it would probably be Toby. It's Toby. Toby, yeah.
It's still Toby. I mean, it's interesting. How the mighty have fallen with Tobias Harris. He was such a winner here for such a long time.
Yeah,
he's gonna have had the least memorable 5-year.
Dude, he,
like,
has to be one of the
contract.
Longest tenured athletes here.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Currently, like, how many players in the Eagles have been here for 5 years?
Obviously,
Lane, Fletcher, Kelsey, the punter.
BG.
I mean, the
punter's not.
The long
Lovato.
Snapper, yeah. So, like, 5 or 6 of them. How many on the Phillies have been here in 5 years? If you don't, do you count minor leagues when you do that?
No.
Okay.
No. I mean, Harper got here in 19.
So he's close.
He's close.
Yeah.
JT got here in 19.
He's kind of a part-time player.
Oh, he's a part-time player. JT, Nola, Reese left. So he's gone.
So he's gone.
Yeah.
I mean, Boehm.
Boehm came up in 20, so no.
Yeah.
Stock came up in 21, so no.
So Toby's probably top 5 or 6.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Embiid. And again, what's your the most memorable Toby play? But Furkan left. Furkan was here.
I do think the most memorable Toby thing is when he said,
"I'm an all-star."
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Oh, see, I think it was, "I'm an all-star."
Oh, yeah, that was good.
To
too,
the
yeah.
crowd where there was no one there.
Yeah, that was good. I forgot about that. Bubble Toby.
And maybe Crumble Club. Listen, it's interesting, and I think Nick Nurse, I think he'll play with him.
Well, yeah, this is what I'm saying. I don't think they owe any more options. And I think so. Look, he might be out there. Yeah. He might be out there, but I think Toby is.